The death toll rose to at least 75 people today in the collapse of a Protestant church school in Haiti when rescue workers uncovered a room with 17 dead, many of them children. Relief efforts continued throughout the night in a shanty town on the outskirts of the Haitian capital to search for survivors in the rubble of the three-story La Promesse school, which caved in yesterday while class was in session.
At least 124 people were injured. Officials said there were 700 children enrolled at the school, but it was unknown how many were in the building when it collapsed. The cause of the collapse is currently under investigation, but Rob Drouin, head of the International Committee of the Red Cross delegation in Haiti, told us that it may have to do with the increased number of people in the building to celebrate a special holiday.
Yesterday was a special day for the school. It was not a normal school day. It was the Feast of the Colors, where school children were not coming in uniform, but in special dress with many colors. And because of this day, also family members and friends were invited. And for that also, there's not that much information on how many people were in the school when the school collapsed. The reason why the school collapsed is still not very sure. There's quite a lot of speculation. One thing is for sure, linked with this important day, there were many more people in the school than on a normal school day. And the construction in general in Port-au-Prince, there's not that much urban planning. Quite a lot of buildings are built against the hill. And quite often, buildings are put on top of buildings, and so maybe the foundations are not good.